Blog Talk Radio.
From Dallas, Texas. This is All You Need to Know Radio. Are you guys ready? Because we are going to be doing a show for you guys tonight. Hello. There we go. My new microphone already making problems for me, driving me crazy. That's all right, though. I used to be driving crazy.
So, live from Dallas, Texas, this is John Hollywood, your host of All You Need to Know Radio. And boy, oh boy, do we have a jam-packed show for you tonight. Let's tell you real quick that the show tonight is brought to you about Above and Beyond Design, 501-420-3382. And, guys, what a week. What a week, what a week. We're going to start this show off and let you hear what they called the shit show from Donald Trump, which he was the bully to the warrior and compassionate one, our next president, Joe Biden. Take a listen.
Said and done so far, and what you have said you would do starting in 2021, why should the American people trust you more than your opponent to deal with this public health crisis going forward? In this case, the question goes to you first, sir. 2 minutes uninterrupted.
Good luck. 200,000 dead. As you said, over 7 million infected in the United States. We, in fact, have 5%, 4% of the world's population, 20% of the deaths. 40,000 people a day are contracting COVID. In addition to that, about between 750 and 1,000 people a day are dying. When he was presented with that number, he said, it is what it is. Well, it is what it is because you are who you are. That's why it is. The president has no plan. He hasn't laid out anything. He knew all the way back in February how serious this crisis was. He knew it was a deadly disease. What did he do? He's on tape as acknowledging he knew it. He said he didn't tell us or give people a warning of it because he didn't want to panic the American people. You don't panic. He panicked. In addition to that, what did he do? He went in and we were insisting that the Chinese, the people we had on the ground in China should be able to go to Wuhan and determine for themselves how dangerous this was. He did not even ask Xi to do that. He told us what a great job she was doing. He said we owe him a debt of gratitude for being so transparent with us. And what did he do then? He then did nothing. He waited and waited and waited. He still doesn't have a plan. Well, I laid out back in March exactly what we should be doing. And I laid out again in July what we should be doing. We should be providing all the protective gear possible. We should be providing the money the House has passed in order to be able to go out and get people the help they need to keep their businesses open, open schools. It costs a lot of money. You should get out of your bunker and get out of the sand trap and get in your golf course and go in the Oval Office and bring together the Democrats and Republicans and fund what needs to be done now to save lives. So if
you have 2 minutes, sir.
If we would have listened to you, the country would have been left wide open. Millions of people would have died, not 200,000. And one person is too much. It's China's fault. It should have never happened. They stopped it from going in, but it was China's fault. And by the way, when you talk about numbers, you don't know how many people died in China. You don't know how many people died in Russia. You don't know how many people died in India. They don't exactly give you a straight count, just so you understand. But if you look at what we've done, I closed it, and you said he's xenophobic. He's a racist, and he's xenophobic, because you didn't think I should have closed our country. Wait a minute.
Just 2 minutes.
You didn't think we should have closed our country because you thought it was terrible. You wouldn't have closed it for another 2 months. By my doing it early, in fact, Dr. Fauci said, President Trump saved thousands of lives. Many of your Democrat governors said, President Trump did a phenomenal job. We worked with the governor. Oh, really? Go take a look. The governors said I did a phenomenal job. Most of them said that. In fact, people that would not be necessarily on my side said that. President Trump did a phenomenal job. We did. We got the gowns. We got the masks. We made the ventilators. You wouldn't have made ventilators. And now we're weeks away from a vaccine. We're doing therapeutics already. Fewer people are dying when they get sick. Far fewer people are dying. We've done a great job. The only thing I haven't done a good job, and that's because of the fake news. No matter what you say to them, they give you bad press on it. It's just fake news. They give you good press. They give me bad press because that's the way it is, unfortunately. But let me just tell you something. I don't care. I've gotten used to it. But I'll tell you, Joe, you could never have done the job that we did. You don't have it in your blood. You could have never done that job.
I know how to do the job. I know how to get the job.
Well, you didn't do very well in swine flu. H1N1, you were a disaster. Your own chief of staff said you were a disaster.
14,000 people died, not 200,000. There was no economic recession.
There was no recession. You made a point. Let him answer.
And there was no one. We didn't shut down the economy. This is his economy that's being shut down. The reason it's shut down is because, look, you folks at home, how many of you got up this morning and had an empty chair at the kitchen table because someone died of COVID? How many of you were in a situation where you lost your mom or dad and you couldn't even speak to them? You had a nurse holding a phone up so you could, in fact, say goodbye.
You would have lost far
how
more
many
people.
People?
Far
is,
more people.
And
you would have been
And by the way, your own, his own CDC director says we could lose as many as another 200,000 people between now and the end of the year. And he held up and he said, if we just wear a mask, we can save half those numbers. Just a mask. And by the way, in terms of the whole notion of a vaccine, we're for a vaccine, but I don't trust him at all, nor do you. I know you don't. What we trust is a scientist.
You don't
trust
Dr. Johnson,
Fauci.
Johnson, Pfizer.
Gentlemen, let me move on.
All right, everybody. Welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. Guess who it is again? So, did you just hear the crybaby president just make an ass of himself and embarrass the country that a sitting president was bullying a man his own age? Amos, are you with us?
I am, John. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So, did you watch this, like, children's playing together and they weren't playing nice? I don't even want to call it a presidential debate because it's so embarrassing.
The short answer to your question is yes, and I agree. Yes, I watched it, and I agree it was embarrassing.
I mean, people are laughing at us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not... It's just not American, damn it.
I agree, and we could talk about politics till we're blue in the face. But what we had on the other night was not really about policy. It wasn't about, and Donald Trump, part of the reason he did the what he did is that both Wallace, who is a conservative, by the way, Wallace is definitely conservative, the moderator, and Biden, both were trying to talk about policy. They were trying to talk about healthcare and COVID and race relations and the economy and all those things. And Biden knows, excuse me, pardon me, Trump knows that he is out of his element, that he can't really talk about policy in the same educated manner that Biden can. And so, and you know, he's got a record to point to. Last, in 2016, last election, last presidential election, he was an unknown quantity. You know, we weren't sure what we were going to get. A lot of people voted for Trump to buck the system because, you know, they were tired of career politicians. Well, it turns out career politicians are a little bit better than career fraudulent businessmen, and they probably should have stuck with somebody a little bit more like a Jeb Bush or something, even though they may have lost the presidency. So, you know, your point that it was grossly un-American is accurate. It was, you know, it was horribly embarrassing. It was, it was a terrible thing. And, you know, other countries are laughing at us. That said, I think that it actually was politically good for Joe Biden, because it was so obvious how much of a bully and a child Trump was when put in a room with a couple of adults.
You know, it really did show how childish Donald Trump is. Like, mm-hmm. even with the expressions he was making, like, you know, well, I mean, it was just like, I'm not getting my way, so I'm going to cry about it. And it was one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever watched in my life.
I actually agree, and I have a group text message with my family where we were all discussing how hard it was to watch, and you know, it was very, very uncomfortable because I think the childish nature of, you know, the constant interruptions and the name calling and the, you know, baseless allegations and lies, like it was plain as day, and it makes one skin crawl because, you know, even somebody politically engaged like I am, I honestly don't really watch Donald Trump speaking that often. I read about what he says, but, you know, I don't watch his rallies. Why would I? And it's just kind of a reminder of how nuts he is. Really, it is.
Well, and I've gotten to where I don't really watch Donald Trump anymore either.
mm-hmm.
Because all he does is lie.
Right. It's boring, frankly.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I seem to know more than the president does.
Right. And, you know, his statement that he didn't know the Proud Boys when he got significant pushback for telling them to stand by regarding potential issues with the election. Like, that and his failure to condemn white supremacy, you know, that I think may go down in history as the kind of final straw that broke the camel's back, where there are people on the Republican side who are just saying, you know, we're giving up. We can't support this guy. Like Rick Santorum, I believe, who is a former GOP senator, former GOP governor, Fox News talking head. I believe yesterday he said that Trump cannot denounce white supremacists because they're his base. And that's really damning. And how a religious evangelical or, you know, a person who cares a lot about the issue of taxes or the economy, how they could vote for this man given his record, it boggles the mind. I think that, you know, new national polling indicates that he's losing, and he's losing in several swing states. And so the scary part is that he's going to do exactly what he was setting out to do, which is he's not trying to win by winning more votes. He's trying to win by calling into question the results of the votes and then fomenting violence, and, you know, seeking redress in the courts. And he's setting himself up for a coup. And what happens from now through January of 2021 is a critical moment in American history, because we've never had a president openly say that he will not commit to a peaceful transition of power. That's the kind of thing that happens in Russia and in, you know, South American dictatorships, and it shouldn't happen in America, but apparently it might. I'm really scared that it might happen.
Well, and like you said, the Proud Boys thing, that's something that he had to actually look up, because you just can't pull that out of the air. Tell me a name. I actually put on Facebook today and was pleasantly surprised that all of our followers actually complied with it. But real quick, we need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue to talk about this a little bit. If you want to, we can play, it's about a 3 to 4 minute highlight of last night's or a couple of nights, but I don't even know if we want to do that. I mean,
it's up to you, sir.
We'll think about it. This is Taylor Swift. You need to calm down. You're listening to All You Need to Know Radio with your host, John Hollywood. Tonight's show is brought to you by Above and Beyond Design, 501-420-3382. And we're going to have Chris Bates, the owner of that company, join us live in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to All You Need to Know Radio, the world's number one show in our time slot. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anything in social media, you'll hear All You Need to Know Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back, guys. We are live from Dallas, Texas. All right, everybody. So we are very excited to welcome Christopher Bates, the owner of our new sponsor, Above and Beyond Designs. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
I'm good, John. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Tell America and the world a little bit about your company there. I know you have several of them. Let's talk about Above and Design, Above and Beyond Designs.
Well, Above and Beyond is, of course, it's gearing up for fall garden and planting season. So everybody's, you know, wanting to get all their fall gardens in time. And, of course, the little ladies try to beat, you know, one another. So it's just a matter of who gets on the books first. And then right into that to our holiday decorating.
Well, tell us a little bit about what the company does, because it's pretty incredible what you do, Chris.
Well, eventually, what we're going, you know, it's all going to come together a little better. It didn't exactly start out like I planned it to, but we've got a property management company that basically focuses on vacation rental, property management for vacation rentals, and we do a concierge style vacation rental. So we can fix a guest up if they want a surprise their mom or their spouse, you know, they can go it all out and have everything planned for them and already waiting for them when they get there. And, it's quite a nice service, and it really does, you know, it makes for a memorable vacation experience. And then beyond that, we have Above and Beyond, decorating and design. And what we do there is landscape design, outdoor living area design, and we focus on interior design. And we like to take what people already have and just, you know, sometimes if you just move it to the right place and then add the right, you know, touches to it, it just makes it look like something completely different. And so we do that. And then, of course, we focus on the holiday decorating and holiday lights, indoor and outdoor for the holiday season.
I did a little bit of research on your company. And is it true that updating your house, if you're ready to sell it, you could literally make an extra $100,000?
Oh, just by the way that you stage it, you can make, you know, and you know, there's just things you can do to your home that can add value to it. Value you can see right away. If you're going to sell your home, yeah, you would definitely want to call us and get us to come out and evaluate what your property is, you know, is valued at, and what small changes you could do to increase that value.
Absolutely. Well, guys, this is Chris Bates, the owner and founder of Above and Beyond Designs, 210-264-2073. I think either
That's
one of the
it.
Numbers, but let's just 210-264-2073. Also on Instagram, Above and Beyond Designs, go give him some love. Facebook is too hard, so just go to Instagram. Chris, thank you so much. Welcome aboard to our little family here. Thank you so much for your support.
You,
all right,
absolutely,
guys.
Absolutely.
Definitely, guys. We are recommending this company. I've known Chris Bates for a very long time, and he is a perfectionist to the hilt. I mean, there's a mirage of things that they do. So just be patient. We're going to give you all the ins and outs because, you know, he's got to be the best at what he does to be a sponsor of our show. So with that, we are going to return to our show, and we'll have Almos on though. So give me a second and we'll be right back. It's so funny. Welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. You can reach us at, if you want to listen to the show live or you want to jump on the show with us, at 516-531-9990. That's 516-531-9990. We are talking about what was called the shit show by a anchor on CNN 5 seconds after it ended, and it actually was a presidential debate. It was a hot mess. Almost. Did you laugh at any time?
Did I laugh? A little bit. I think that it was mostly one of those kind of embarrassed, sad laughs rather than from, you know, humor. You know, I was embarrassed for the country, and I wasn't that surprised because Trump is who Trump is, but it doesn't mean I'm not shocked, and it's clearly inappropriate. One of the things that I found him to be so annoying about the way he pursued his tactics in the debate was that he just kept constantly interrupting everyone. Both Wallace and Biden, he interrupted, I think, over 100 times. And that's not how you debate. So it's like he couldn't even follow his own rules that his campaign agreed to. And, you know, it's kind of a sad chuckle more than like a belly laugh, but yeah, I think I did laugh.
Well, Chris Wallace actually did an interview today. I actually sent him an interview after it and said, I feel so sorry for you. And this is the way he said about it. He said, me and my staff spent a lot of time doing a lot of research, and we built this beautiful cake, and the president stepped his big foot right in the middle of it. And he kept his foot in the
middle. Really? Chris Wallace said that?
He did. I actually was going to play it, but I didn't get the sound clip at the time.
Mm.
So I have a question for you. Our phone has like 25 people that have joined since I just gave that number out. You want to take a live call?
It would be my pleasure, sir.
All right. Your phone number ends in 0437. Welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. Who do we have to play? We have John and Amos.
Hey guys, it is Tom. How you doing?
Hey Tom, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
Nice to speak with you, Tom.
Los Angeles. Calling from Los Angeles.
I thought so with the number. All right. What would you like to talk about tonight?
I'm in a long drive and just kind of going. Yeah, no. I mean, I literally just tuned in, but I mean, I kind of get the gist of where you guys are going. But I think I watched that debate and it really just boggles my mind as to how so many people can watch that man speak and think that it's good for our, like, I think, like, would you have that person run, like, a cafeteria? I wouldn't even have that man run a cafeteria. Like, the guy is completely, and it's so obvious what he's doing. Like, they call this dumb Watergate for a reason, basically, this whole threat. Like, you know, every time I look at this guy, I can't help but think, not about him, right? Because I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I don't even care about Trump. If you put me in a time machine and went back to 2012 and told me Donald Trump would be president of the United States, how do you think that'd go? I'd say that's going to be an effing disaster. The guy is a reality television star with a long history of fraud who is, like, basically a WWF wrestler come to life in real estate. Like, it's more just that the party around him is enabling this so much. And I think it's a really big shame because I think so many Republicans I've known and respected for so long, like, this isn't what they're about. And it's just like, when I looked at that debate, I don't care what Chris Wallace said, he spent so much time thinking about that. Like, it's just, when you look at this entire thing, we are so far from where we need to be on the political spectrum of things. Like, we are talking about the most meaningless BS topics that, like, it's just, man, let women get abortions. Let gay people marry. Who cares? Like, what I want to know is why I pay the state of California percent of my taxes, but my streets still aren't paved well and my schools suck. But, like, if we could just talk about that and the.
Well, and not to mention, did you pay more than $750 in taxes in the last 10 to 15 years?
Right, which is just such a joke, but at the same time, stats like that, I hate to say it, almost simply don't matter because, like, the guy, if it took you getting Donald Trump's tax returns to know that he's an effing scumbag, then, like, I don't really know what anyone's been watching. He said it when he was running for president the first time, that he could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and his followers would still vote for him. I never knew how true that would be until now, but it is very much true. And to me, it's just what is so sad is that most people, not most people, the majority of people understand this, right? America should go off the popular vote. But a large chunk of people actually don't understand that what is happening to America right now is exactly what foreign countries want. Like, we are tearing ourselves apart from the inside for no reason. Why are we tearing, like, people on
can
the
I
right
respond
right
to
now,
the caller, please? Like,
yeah, go ahead. Sorry. I'm just
hey, Rupert, what was your name
frustrated.
Again?
I'm frustrated with this country.
That's okay. What was your name again? It was Tom. Okay. Go ahead, Amos.
Yes. Thank you. And Tom, I want you to know that you're a very astute observer of the political situation, and I think you are in fact preaching to the choir on this radio show, but keep fighting the good fight, because your observations about policy and the general nature of things are well taken. I think that one of the items that you mentioned that I think is worth really discussing is to talk about the general consensus that Americans want the government to work better for the people and its general needs in society. If you travel in foreign jurisdictions, if you go to like Canada or Western Europe, they have higher tax rates, but there are clear benefits that the individuals paying those taxes receive. And, you know, as an attorney, I pay a pretty high tax rate, and I don't really see much in terms of benefits for my day-to-day life. And I think that politicians on the American left, like Bernie Sanders and other Justice Democrats like Ocasio-Cortez, regularly talk about the exact thing that you're talking about, that we need better benefits. We need to see what the benefits from our taxes do. But then the issue becomes apathy, and it becomes control and minority power, and the abilities of foreign countries like Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and others to influence the current GOP mean that in a very real way, we are not even ruling ourselves. It's not even minority rule. It's rule by foreign jurisdictions. And that's incredibly dangerous. So when I talk about the potential for a coup where there's a clear victory on election night or shortly after for Biden in the Electoral College and Trump refuses to make a clear transition of power, that doesn't happen in a vacuum, and it's not one man. It's the entire party and their enablers, as well as the apathetic individuals who don't vote and don't care, or who understand that Trump is and the federal GOP writ large are not good at governance, but vote anyway for him to own the liberals or own the libs, which is a ridiculous outcome, but it's truly what a lot of people on the American right now think. And it's terrifying and it's scary, and so we need to all vote, and we need to amplify our votes via activism and voter registration drives and ensuring that our votes are counted via early voting and things like that. Because, look, if it's a Nixon McGovern, if the electoral college count, you know, if Biden wins greater than 310 electoral votes, it's going to be pretty much impossible for Trump to make this coup in any form of legal manner. But if it's close, if it's 285 or something, it's going to be much more challenging. So voting, it's kind of crazy. We need to win by like 65-70% actually really win.
What do you predict will happen on November 3rd?
Thank
you. Threw you a hard question, didn't I, my friend?
No, I mean, look, I don't think people are very inspired by Biden, but I don't think that necessarily matters because he's not Trump. And I think people, there have been previews in, like, I think you need to look to some of these Senate elections where basically the states have been drawn in a way that should give certain Republicans no chance to lose, and they're on the brink of losing in certain areas, right? That should be a really
South Carolina.
I think. Right. Look, I think. Mm-hmm. I think the reality is, in a fair election, I would, in zero doubt in my mind, this would go to Biden, because I think people overstate. Trump won the last election because he won the Rust Belt. The Rust Belt did not like Hillary. That Rust Belt, A, after 4 years of Trump, and B, the person not being Hillary who they did not like. Biden is, if anything, he's anemic, right? He's benign. Like, he's not positive, he's not negative, he's just there. And I think those Rust Belt states will swing towards Biden. The issue is just this is not being set up to be a fair election. And if the Republicans do, like, they've been building up to this for years. They've been packing courts. And they're about to get someone onto the Supreme Court. Now, can they get the person on before November? I think the Democrats can maybe delay it for a little bit. I don't know if they can delay it for as long as this thing will actually go on. Every part of me wants to say Biden because I know the popular vote will undoubtedly go Biden's direction. It just there's something about this, you know, like democracy. I do actually think it is on the line a bit because you're going to have someone who's outwardly cheating, and I think just the really difficult thing that I've kind of had to come to grips with over the last 4 years is that everything you just said is so spot on. And I, you know, like could go into like distances about, I could go into things about this. Basically, we think all these countries are such geniuses and they're messing with us and they're controlling, but it's not. It's just people are so far from understand. Look, if I wanted to create a Facebook advertising campaign right now and I wanted to advertise to people that have two credit cards that they pay an annual fee of over $199 on, who have traveling abroad in the last week and a half, who have spent X amount of dollars in the last year, who have kids at this age and who like Mickey Mouse, I could advertise.
You're talking about the power of big data.
That's hilarious.
Sure. I can hammer them with that. So just like that, if I want to look at someone who is swung or is on the fence about this certain thing or tends to look at this particular news source, and I want to just hammer them with certain stories, I could make people see only that they want. And the problem is our country is so far from understanding that we label it like these other – like we're so far from understanding that, like, look, this is –
See, we need you in Congress, Tom.
Sure, but, like, this is the unfortunate reality, and this is my conclusion. I think we are dealing with what is I would call totem pole politics, which is that you have all these people who have more or less been left behind by technology and jobs and whatnot, right? Mm. The American job that used to pay enough to buy a house doesn't pay enough to buy a house. They are, in all intents and purposes, mostly at the bottom of the totem pole, and they don't know how to get out of it. What makes those people feel good? Well, illegal immigrants and African Americans are still below us. They're at the bottom of the totem pole too, and they're in an even worse situation. And they have to grab onto that so desperately, unconsciously or consciously. They have to grab onto that so desperately that it causes them to vote for the party that is openly effing them in the face. And it is just so stunning, and it's almost like this mindset. I don't really know how you overcome it because we are so far from speaking on that. Like, we're at the point where we don't want educated people in our Congress. Like, people, we're having a revolt against educated people. Do you want
Tom, I got to stop you for a second because you're making way too much sense. And one thing I would like to know before we let you go, first of all, thank you so much for calling in.
Of course.
Brightened everything up, and almost I could tell from talking to you, really enjoyed it.
I did.
How did you find our show? What made you call into our show? What did we do that made you call in?
So I go on a website called Blog Talk Radio. I was on. Right. I was waiting for my wife to get out of a doctor's appointment, so I'm in a parking lot, and unfortunately most of the shows that stream about politics are just completely insane. I don't want to say right-wing people because I really don't want to label people like that, but like it's mostly pretty like insane conservative stances on things, and like it's just very rare you actually get to speak with people who are normal, because I don't think, like, hearing you guys, it doesn't sound like you're this, like, oh, we're, like, crazy left-wingers. Like, no. Like, honestly, I didn't want Bernie to be president because Bernie kind of struck me as, like, how I would run for eighth grade president, where I was like, we're going to cancel eighth period, and, like, everyone's going to get hamburgers for lunch. Not, like, you know, I'm more of a middle-of-the-road person, which is why I want politics to kind of come back to a place where we can talk about it. But man,
I would like us to be able to have friendly debates and not hate each other.
Right.
And I don't know what the answer to that is. That's asking a lot.
John and Tom, I would like to make a point about something that Tom mentioned that I think is important. And he said a lot of interesting stuff, but one of the things that he said was he would hope that the Democrats would use, I guess, every procedural advantage that they possibly could to slow down the nomination of Coney Barrett to the United States Supreme Court. And I would just point out that per my understanding of constitutional law, if they impeach the president, the Senate has no choice but to take up the impeachment. So typically, Mitch McConnell, the Senate majority leader, controls the Senate schedule and gets to decide solely at his discretion whether or not to set matters for a vote. However, my understanding of the way the Constitution works is the Senate majority leader has no discretion to hold a trial in the Senate if the President of the United States is impeached. So I think
what if the Attorney General is impeached?
As far as I can tell, there is no case law on that. Although I do think that we could make a case for the impeachment of William Barr for multiple reasons, up to and including completely lying to the public about the contents of the Mueller report, as confirmed by a federal judge yesterday, who admonished Mr. Barr for making false redactions in the Mueller report. Yes, he made false redactions in the Mueller report, and the federal judge said so yesterday.
I think
they should impeach both of them. I think they should impeach both.
I think the problem with it would be is that I think they don't have to do a trial, right? So I actually think the Senate would bring that to a vote very, very quickly. And what would happen is it would actually maybe hurt the Democrats because I think the Senate would instantaneously vote for that. Now, what would potentially be it would force all of the senators to come in, which, you know, who knows if that would actually happen. But I think that vote would happen quickly and they would say, oh, we already did this and you're doing this just to slow down the court. What I think is really sad here, right?
The Republicans would do the same thing. It's time to litigate. These people have no shame. So you know, even if there's a frivolous charge, and I don't think it is a frivolous charge, I think there's plenty of impeachable conduct for both Donald Trump. I mean, just on freaking emoluments or on the issue of peaceful transition of power, they could credibly impeach Donald Trump a second time. And yeah, they're going to scream that it's political, but they're going to scream it's political no matter what. We need to play hardball. And so when Pelosi said,
I agree.
Okay. So why don't they freaking do it? The Republicans would do it if it was the other side.
They would.
And you're 100% right. And look, the best possible thing that can happen to this country is that this gets delayed. It actually succeeds at being a delay and Trump is not elected. What is unfortunate,
right.
What I think going to happen is you're going to get your best case scenario is one of the two, right? So like, well, I mean, if Trump wins, then this is going through anyways. But like the reality is the Republicans have now destroyed the court. So the actual Supreme Court now can no longer function the way that it was originally intended to do. So what the Democrats are going to do, they have about 70%, 60 to 70% chance to win the actual Senate. If they win the Senate and Biden wins,
they're going to pack the court.
Republicans are going to push.
Right.
They're going to stack the court. And what stacking the court is going to do, it's basically just a waving the white flag saying the Supreme Court is done, which is fine because the Supreme Court was never meant to be right or left leaning politics.
The Supreme Court is already done if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed, because this is an illegitimate nomination. I mean, you can't have it both ways. And that's just
well,
the way
I would
I feel
argue,
about it.
Sir. That,
hey, Tom,
I would
quick.
Argue, sir, that yeah. Kavanaugh's also illegitimate. Go ahead.
I agree. Hey, Tom, thank you so much for calling in. Please follow us on all social media. Have a good night, my friend. You know, he makes some really good points, don't you think, almost?
Thank you, sir.
I said he makes some really good points, don't you think?
Oh, I misunderstood you. Sorry. Yes,
no problem.
He's a very sharp man. Very sharp man. I appreciate when a vocal liberal, because I consider myself to be a vocal liberal, I appreciate when a vocal liberal steps out and talks in the public forum, because so frequently it's the conservatives in this country who have the loudest voices, even though there's a silent majority of people who basically agree with a more liberal agenda than the far right party that the GOP is these days.
So how are we doing on time with you? Do you need your 2 minutes, or do you have a couple
of minutes to talk about
no problem.
I would like to do my 2 minutes if that's okay. Thank you, sir. So today was a interesting talk, and I think it illuminated both the serious issues with the way the presidential debate took place, and then the very scary issues with what's going to happen between now and January 21, 2021. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the Supreme Court. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the obvious attempted coup that's coming from the federal GOP in Trump land. What I am sure about is that early voting has already begun in many parts of America, and it will begin in Texas next week. Early vote. If you feel comfortable doing so, wear a mask and do it in person. Tell other people to do the same thing. Register to vote, get your friends to register to vote, and help get them to the polling place. Democracy is on the ballot. Another 4 years of Trump will likely mean the end of the democratic institution of the American government. Please, 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 for the love of God, vote. And thank you so much for having me on, John.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. That is Law of Politics, our constitutional attorney. Almost Warrant with Warren G. Nunn. If you have any legal problems, that is your guy to call at 972-866-5842. Give us a little bit of time. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the President of the United States only paid $750 in taxes in 10 to 15 years, including 2016 and 2017. When he was a sitting president making over $600,000. Oh my God. This is John Hollywood, your host of All You Need to Know Radio. Our show is sponsored by Above and Beyond Designs. Go to Instagram and show them some love. Thanks, Christopher Bates, one more time for coming live with us. It's hard to get people to do that. Don't touch that dial. We're live from Dallas, Texas. We'll be right back.
Sometimes it goes up on hot summer days, and sometimes it goes down when there's a lot of energy on the grid. But most of the time, it stays right around here. Now, all those other guys, you know, the ones that have been preying on you, your parents, and your neighbors for the past 20 years, they buy electricity at the wholesale price, mark it up, and then sell it to you at a fixed rate. And they don't just mark it up by a little, but by a lot. All the way up here a lot. These are savings that should be going into your pocket. Instead, they pay less while you continue to pay the same fixed rate up here all the time, until gritty cash. We use technology and industry expertise to build a platform that cuts out unnecessary costs and connects you directly to the wholesale price of electricity. There are no markups, no contracts, and no early termination fees. For a monthly membership subscription, you're only charged what it costs to produce and transport your energy. It really is that simple. Go to GoGritty.com to learn more.
At the end of season 6, Ruzek ended up in prison. The wannabe mayor, Brian Kelton,
he's found dead. And it certainly looks as though Voight did it.
Last season ended with a bang.
Natalie?
Last season ended where we were all in the mattress fire.
We've got people alive in here. We gotta get them out.
Evacuate now.
This season, you're not just making a website. You're making an impact with your blog, small business, or side hustle. It all starts when you first log into your Bluehost account. We'll help guide you through the basic decisions for setting up your new WordPress site. It's the get-to-know-you phase of our new relationship. Then check out our all-in-one dashboard, which makes it easy to manage all the major functions of your website. Think of it as your site's stylish new headquarters. From here, you can choose from hundreds of custom themes for the design you want, discover and install essential plugins for the features you need, and you've got yourself a website that can sell, share, and do almost anything. Then take your website even further with smart marketing tools that boost your site in search results and help draw in the largest crowd. Whether you're new to WordPress or a seasoned pro, our experts are just a chat, email, or phone call away to help you turn a good site into an amazing site. So come on, ready to make your impact? Start building today with Bluehost, the perfect place to WordPress.
No, there's no fake there. Maybe you were here.
Oven mitts.
Oven mitts.
Everything's stuck in the drawers.
I'm sorry. Oh, geez.
Hi.
Kelly Clarkson.
Try Wayfair.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna help you with all of this. Yeah, here it goes.
Thank you.
Oh, I like that one.
Whoa.
That's a lot of storage.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
I love it. How did you do all this?
Wayfair. Speaking of dinner, what are we eating, guys? Hosting a dinner party for your friends can be tough. So, here's the thing. No one's gonna know it's store-bought. Just you. So just put on something pretty. Boom. I'm the chef. Wait. You're welcome.
3:30 in the morning. Not a soul in sight. City's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls.
All right, everybody, welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. That is one of the best entertainers in the world. And the best dad also. This guy, Garth Brooks, have you heard about him? He's actually got a special on Netflix right now that is on the road with Garth, and it is so incredible. I highly recommend you go watch it. But Garth Brooks actually retired from country music after selling over 300 million albums and wanted to be with his kids. Now, everybody knew he was banging Trisha Yearwood. And now they're married and everybody loves each other. But On the Road with Garth Brooks is on Netflix. Highly, highly recommend it. Welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I'm your host, John Hollywood. We are going to go ahead and almost didn't want to do it, but I really want you to hear the highlights of the hot mess that this presidential debate was. So it's about 3 minutes long, but it's worth it. Here we go.
Man. Listen, China ate your lunch, Joe.
You're the worst president America has ever had.
Hey,
come
Joe,
on. I'm not here to call out his lies. Everybody knows he's a liar.
But you
I just
agree.
Want to make
you're
sure.
The,
I want to make sure.
You ordered last in your class.
I want to make
Mr.
sure.
Mr. President, can you let him finish, sir?
He doesn't know how to do that.
You know what?
You're not true.
You're doing it.
You're
going to
have.
Not
true.
Gentlemen. I hate to raise my voice, but it seems to me, why shouldn't I be different than the two of you?
I will tell you very simply, we won the election. Elections have consequences. We have the Senate, we have the White House, and we have a phenomenal nominee, respected by all.
The American people have a right to have a say in who the Supreme Court nominee is, and that say occurs when they vote for a United States senators and when they vote for the President of the United States. They're not going to get that chance now because we're in the middle of an election already.
He panicked or he just looked at the stock market. One of the two, because guess what? A lot of people died and a lot more are going to die unless he gets a lot smarter. If we would have listened to you, the country would have been left wide open. Millions of people would have died, not 200,000. And one person is too much. It's China's fault. It should have never happened. They stopped it from going in, but it was China's fault. This guy will close down the whole country and destroy our country. Our country is coming back incredibly well, setting records as it does it. We don't need somebody to come in and say, let's shut it down.
We handed him a booming economy. He blew it.
We have a higher deficit with China now than we did before. We have the highest trade deficit
China
with Mexico.
Your lunch. All right, 18%. China ate your lunch, Joe. And no wonder your son goes in and he takes out billions of dollars to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also,
why is it,
just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he do to deserve it? What did he do with Burisma to deserve $183,000?
None of that
is true.
You've asked
the question, let him answer it.
None of that is true.
Oh, really?
Totally.
He didn't get
But are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you prepared
to
specifically
do, that,
do it?
Well,
I
would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it. Do you want to call them? What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and right
wing.
White supremacists and right wing.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right wing problem. This is a left wing.
This
is a left wing problem.
White supremacists. Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not militia.
Stand back, stand up proud. That's from the President of the United States telling a white supremacy group that I'm not even going to say the name of, because I'm not going to give them any credit. And I'm very disappointed in CNN and CBS and MSNBC and, of course, Fox News, that they're giving these people so much attention. These people have they're putting merchandise out saying exactly what the president said. It's dangerous. It's very scary. And that's why we cannot have Donald Trump as president. So I do want to hit on a couple of things real quick. Almost was talking about the peaceful transfer of power. And, this show, I didn't know we were going to have, we still actually have several people sitting on our board here, and unfortunately we're not going to be able to take any more calls because we're almost out of time. But I do want to make sure, because I'm not sure why the other journalists, like on CNN, on MSNBC, on Fox News, they're not telling the public the truth, and it's sad. And here's the truth, because when Donald Trump said he is not going to accept a peaceful transfer of power, that scared me. That scared me really bad. So I did a lot of research, and basically this is the gist of it. At 12:01 on January 20th, Donald Trump in 2021, Donald Trump is stripped of his presidential powers. And this is what it says in what I read. The Secret Service will abandon the president and he will be assigned a new detail. Also, the nuclear codes will be changed and the military will no longer respond to Donald Trump. And he will basically be in no man's land. And it doesn't matter what he's threatening to do with the Supreme Court. Supreme Court does not override what will happen in this. I don't believe. Now, the reason he's trying to push the nomination through as much as he is because he thinks that she'll vote for him. But you know what? Whatever the guy that likes to drink beer, there's two people he's put on the court, and they voted against him several times in recent rulings. So you got to remember, the Supreme Court is actually a lifetime appointment. So whenever they're ready to vote, they don't care about Donald Trump anymore. Now, Donald Trump tried to tell the people of America that Amy Coney Barrett and him did not have a discussion about how she would vote. And I don't believe that at all. I mean, Donald Trump is the biggest liar in the world. So I'm kind of sad we really didn't get to talk about Donald Trump owing $421 million in debt. He could owe the IRS over $100 million in penalties. This is from the New York Times. You actually have a copy of his tax returns for the last, the two decades. And the Times reports also revealed that the president's business interests created potential and real conflicts with the interests for years and are under financial stress that a self-described billionaire has previously disclosed. Documents obtained by the Times painted a more detailed picture of the president's personal future, or fortune, excuse me, and his network of 500 business affiliates that most are shell operations. Those are illegal. And then once again, what I said earlier is Donald Trump paid $750 when he was president. On 2016 and 2017, and he paid no income tax 10 to 15 years previously. He cited business. So Donald Trump, and I don't have a problem, and we're going to go over just a little bit. So everybody just calm down. I can make those decisions. It's my show. Once again, real quick, let's thank our sponsor, Above and Beyond Designs, 210-264-2073. This is the first day that they've been with us, and Chris, the owner, called in and founder, talked about this company. But we really want to get you accustomed to what they do, because I think that they will make a lot of people's lives in a different direction that they never thought about. And those are the kind of things that I do when I'm looking for sponsors. But real quick, please, this is what, and I've been preaching this on Facebook and Instagram. What I suggest you do is this. Vote November 3rd are in Dallas. October 13th through the 30th is early voting. And then don't watch the news. Don't get on social media unless you want to follow us. Because all you're going to hear is a bunch of lies from Donald Trump that he is trying to intimidate Americans to think your vote doesn't count. Donald Trump doesn't have that authority. Donald Trump thinks that he is somebody he's not. And what's so exciting to me is that Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, Donald Trump's two kiss-ass boys, who have lost their balls somehow in the Senate, who've been in the Senate for years, but they're about to be voted out. Mitch McConnell's race overnight in the last few nights has become 1 point away from an African-American man that I really hope he beats Mitch McConnell. And I believe it's the same situation with Lindsey Graham, but this has happened just in the last few days. Imagine now after this child-like man with these little bitty small hands, what else is probably small? I'll let leave you to your imagination. But his little hands and the way he shakes them at people, and it's just a disgrace. We have got to get Donald Trump out of office, because America cannot let Donald Trump be president, because there's no boundaries made to him by the Senate. It's not that Donald Trump shouldn't be president. It's that he can't be because there's no checks and balances. And nobody's talking about that. And it's very disappointing to me. I haven't had time because we've actually been on the air live, so I'm wondering if the House and Steve Mnuchin actually reached an agreement. Because today, over 45,000 airline employees were fired. They were laid off. Now, Donald Trump is supposed to be a jobs maker. Do your job. I don't want to put explicit things on this, so hopefully that I'll edit that out. Plus, kids listen to this maybe. Not. But anyway, guys, the thing is that Donald Trump is trying to create, and he wants you to go to his lollipop land and with the Oompa Loompas. I don't want to go play any kind of candy with Donald Trump. I honestly cannot wait till this guy is out of the limelight. But don't think Donald Trump is just going to just disappear if and when he loses the election. You're still going to hear from this guy, sadly. I won't be putting anything on about him unless it's something that affects the world. But if he's no longer president, which happens January 20th, 2021 at midnight, no matter what, he is out. And then a new president at 12 noon, that same night, that same day, is sworn in as the president. Now, if Biden hits 270, or if Trump, sadly, and disgusting, and awfully, hits 270, they're sworn in as president. If neither one of them have hit 270, or there's something going on in the court, Constitution does not stop. And Nancy Pelosi will be sworn in as commander-in-chief if she's reelected in the Congress. For me, Nancy Pelosi is not doing a great job. She's not taking care of the American people. And it's very sad to sit back and watch how I tried to read this bill, the HEROES Act. It's 1,888 pages long. That's so much of my life I will never get back. But the thing is that the American people are suffering from a virus that was ignored by the sitting president of the United States, Donald John Trump, impeached for life. And because of his actions, I'm not sure why people are not doing what they're supposed to do. Because Donald Trump ignored this virus, and now it's a pandemic. And Donald Trump continues to make records, but they're never good records. Like, he always tries to take credit for our economy. Gosh, that was given to him by Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Now, I'm not saying he hasn't had anything to do with it, because he's had a little bit to do with it, but not a lot. And, you know, Wall Street, I'll give him that fake money out there. But how many people out there in America have stock? Not the majority of the country. So where are we at this point? At this point, we have people that 57 million Americans have lost their job. That is a sad, sad number. It's the worst in the history of our country, which makes Donald Trump making another record. The pandemic has killed almost 206,000 people. If we already haven't hit that number, because honestly, I can't look at it every day. It's so sad. And then to hear the president try to make people believe that virus is not real, or nothing's happening, is pathetic. And it really shows to be what a loser and a sucker, like he called our military people that are dead, it shows his weakness. I mean, the other thing his taxes show, he wrote his hair off for $70,000 from The Apprentice. He wrote off millions and millions of dollars on his tax returns, proving he is an awful businessman. And that's what everybody kept loving about Donald Trump is, okay, he's not a politician, and he supposedly is this really successful businessman. But he's not. He's a fraud. And he has made this country the laughing stock of the world. And what else can you say? I can't think of anything else except pray for the people of the United States. Who's going to save us? We've got a Senate that won't do anything because apparently maybe Russia is threatening Mitch McConnell. I don't know. Turtleneck needs to just hopefully he gets voted out. And in the closet, Lindsey Graham. I don't really have much to say about her because she's a mess. I mean, she says one at one time, we're not it, even if Donald Trump and hold me to my word. And there's video of this that if justice comes up and it's close to the election, we will not vote to confirm her based off of what happened with Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland was 289 days from the election. And Mitch McConnell even refused to give him a vote. Who the hell does this guy think he is? And why did no one step up to Mitch McConnell? So let's take a thought process real quick of where we are with this president. Our economy is in the toilet. I don't believe these job numbers whatsoever. And almost a million people filed for unemployment for the first time in their lives just a couple of days ago. But yet, nothing's being done. And I, like I said, very disappointed in Nancy Pelosi because I started reading the HEROES Act, 1,888 pages. And why can't we just do a simple bill to take care of the American people, i.e., the $1,200 stimulus check? You know that 2 million people still have not gotten their check, and I'm one of them. And it is a pain in the ass to call the IRS and try dealing with them. And I'm looking at the news right now, and they're not saying anything about whether they reached a deal. They're talking about 45,000 people were fired from the airlines today. It doesn't even include American Airlines. Those are just United and one other one. It's just ridiculous. So guys, like almost was saying earlier, vote. That's what you do. Don't bitch. I don't want to hear bitching. I want you to go vote. Get your friends, your family, and everybody you know and make sure they vote. We are going to be looking at talking to Uber and Lyft to see if people don't have a way to go vote, if we can step in and help those people, because I don't want people to not have a way to go vote. We would like to help them. Okay. So now we're almost 15 minutes over. Still have about, I think, 30 people on hold here on our switchboard, and I appreciate you guys calling in, but we're just not going to be able to take any calls. So let's move to our song pick of the week. First of all, it's by the amazing Taylor Swift. Let's just face it. She rules music, not just country music, pop music. Real quick, her 8th album just became the first album in 4 years to spend 6 consecutive weeks in the top spot of Billboard Top 200, beating out Drake, whose 2016 views reached the milestone of 2016. The record also now puts her in a tie with the legendary singer Whitney Houston for the most commutative week at number 1 amongst women. I actually thought she beat her, but hey, a tie, that's pretty good. Her Taylor Swift's current album is Folklore, was written and recorded during the corona pandemic. She dropped the surprise album featuring 16 songs on July 24th, with songs ranging from Antidote, alternative rock music. It's got electrico music, electrified dancing music, and chamber pop sounds with Jack Antonoff and Aaron Dessner of Fun and the Nature, the National Fame, respectfully served as producer on her album. Now, let me tell you something, incredible Taylor Swift. Call it what you want to. And you know how Taylor Swift's Swifties sit out there and they dissect her songs. They're saying this song is about Jake Gyllenhaal. You tell me. This is our song pick of the week. It's new, it's dangerous, and it's in your face, and it's All You Need to Know Radio by Taylor Swift. Call it what you want to. Take a listen.
All the liars are calling me one. Nobody's heard from me for months. I'm doing better than I ever was. Cause my baby fit like a daydream, walking with his head down. I'm the one he's walking to.
All right, guys, so that is the amazing Taylor Swift. I recommend you go to Spotify. I recommend you go anywhere that you can get music and get her new album, because just like every other album she's released, it's amazing. And like I said, it's one of my favorite. I don't like the album that she did where she was not the nice Taylor Swift. I didn't really enjoy her dancing. I thought it was okay, but it's not Taylor. It's not the Taylor we all love. So thank you so much for listening to us tonight. It was an interesting show, actually, having people call in, and they're dropping off now because they're realizing I'm not going to take their calls, but that's okay. We'll try to set things up a little bit different where we will start taking people that call in, because this is not my show or our show. It's our show. And that's why I'm so appreciative of you guys calling into us and letting us know, you know, what we can do better for you. But you got to vote, guys. Vote like your life depends on it. And every day, remember to get up and look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself a very simple question. What have you done today to make yourself feel proud? I'm John Hollywood, your host, live from Dallas, Texas. Thank you so much for joining me. Sorry we took you over almost 30 minutes. Don't forget, our show is exclusively sponsored by Above and Beyond Designs. Founder and owner, Christopher Bates, 210-264-2073. Go and give them some Instagram love at Above and Beyond Designs. Thank you for joining us. Everybody take care of each other. And remember, keep reaching for the stars, because that's where it all begins. Never let anyone tell you who to love, or how to make your dreams come true. Good night. Yeah. What?